Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
The bar has risen, but for Dak Prescott, it hasn't risen far enough. He wants to get paid. The Cowboys want to pay him, but we have a stalemate. And that's what we're going to start with this morning in just a few minutes. There is no love lost. I don't think it's personal between Dak and the Cowboys, but we will have keys to love coming up here in just a few minutes. It's as simple as it sounds. Keyshawn will give you Valentine's Day advice. So get on the phone line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Make sure not to butt dial your mistress. Just get on the phone and actually call us, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-37. It happens to the best of us, okay? So here we go. Get them lined up. Key will dispense advice, and if this morning has been any indication, this will well be worth your wait. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline, including Danny White, Super Bowl 12 from the Cowboys, to talk Dak in just about 9 minutes. We'll have Ed Werder, ESPN NFL reporter, who's covered the Cowboys for decades, make this point. Guys, everybody says it's a four-year deal for Dak, which is what he wants. The Cowboys want to give him five. Ed presents a third option.
I think the most interesting point when these things get serious will be whether Prescott now insists on a three-year contract. He demanded 4 years ago. The Cowboys insisted on five. The deal wasn't made at that point. So if Dak wanted to be a free agent in 2024 and take advantage of all the new revenue expected then, he'd have to get a three-year deal now.
Ed Werder last night on SportsCenter with Kevin Negandhi, or me. So now the question comes, three-year deal. What do you make of this new scenario from Werder?
It's interesting, right? Three-year deal, four-year deal, five-year deal. If Dak Prescott is worth the price of admission when that time comes, mm-hmm. when his deal is up, or the new money kicks in from the television rights, they'll address it. Even if he signed a three-year deal, they'll franchise him if they don't want to lose him. True. Or if he's not playing great, they'll say, bye-bye, see you later, like everybody
else. No
doubt
about that.
Right? I mean, that's just how this NFL business is done. If he signs a four-year deal, same thing. After 3 years, they'll address that fourth year because that number will be so high. If he signed a five-year deal, they'll address his contract after 3 or 4 years because those last 2 years' numbers will be high. The best thing that Dak Prescott and his representatives can do is get as much money in the first 24 months as they possibly can in his contract.
But Key, I'm confused. If he wants a 4 year, but they won't give him a 4 year because there's a 5 year, they give him a 3 year.
Well, I mean, maybe they meet in the middle in the negotiations. But the Cowboys can't do anything right now until they know exactly what the salary cap will be in 2021. They can guess. Oh, it's going to be around 100. They need to know exactly so they can plan what they're going to do beyond 2021. And that's how these things work.
The other thing to mention, obviously, you're always talking about the AAV, the average annual value, but a three-year deal would be a contract that's less significantly than a 4 or 5 year deal. So money's not guaranteed.
But that's true. But then you push up the, if he's trying to get to a certain number in average on his salary, let's say his average is $45 million a year.
Yeah.
And let's say they just take a three-year deal and they fully guarantee that 3 years at $45 million a year. He's eating up $45 million in that 1 year on the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do that without knowing what the cap number is.
But as you've often said, the cap will likely exponentially rise. We're living in this terrible world of the coronavirus, but once everything's back.
But the cap could stay flat over the next couple years.
It could.
What if it goes 150 this year, then it flattens to basically 150 again, or it goes to 151, but it doesn't take that major leap.
Right.
They need to kind of know from a capology standpoint what they're working with.
Let's go to a leap of faith in your love life.
I love you.
You know, I've had so much fun this morning listening to Keys to Love. As I've said before, I don't really need the advice. I think we all know that. But I would say that I've had so much fun.
We're going to hook you up, man. Don't worry about it. Me and Jay got you.
All right. I've had so much fun getting the sponsorships in for Keys to Love. So let's do it one last time. Keys to Love brought to you by, of course, Romeo Crennel. Is your babe out there? George Herman Ruth? If you're listening this morning in Champaign, Illinois, or lastly, the most obvious of all, Denzel Valentine from Michigan State. Here we go. It's Keys to Love. Key, set us up here. We're going to get some callers. What are you ready to dispense?
Well, I want to help people make Sunday a special day for their loved ones, both female, male, you know, husband and wife, girlfriend, girlfriend and husband, whatever the combination is. I want to try to give them advice on how to make it special, because everybody's running up this pandemic in the weekend. Like here in New York, restaurants just opened today, indoors. Mm-hmm. So a whole bunch of stuff will be booked up. Will you have to cook at home? Will you have to do order in? Will you have to, if you can afford to, as Jay Will astutely wants to remind me, can you afford a chef? Because everybody can't afford a chef. So it's just over the next 48 hours, let's figure out what we can do to help people.
Indeed. I'm so disappointed with myself. It took me 4 hours to get to Romeo Crennel. That should have been an hour once. Oh, well, yeah. You live and you learn. You live and you lose. All right. Tune in tomorrow. College basketball. Ohio State, Indiana. Coverage begins 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. As Jay Well knows, Indiana had a famous Romeo of their own a couple years ago. Okay. Here we go. Charles in Ohio. You're on ESPN Radio. Your keys to love. What does Key need to answer for you?
All right, Keyshawn, I need your help, brother. And well, Jay, you can weigh in on this, man. My girl got mad over social media. She thought I was messing with some afterthought, which I wasn't. Deleted the girl off Facebook, and I don't pay attention to social media. I got better things to do with my life. But I added the girl back on social media. My woman saw it, and she is irate. And so, I'm like, oh, it's social media. Girl, get over it. Seriously. And she said, it's more than that. It's disrespectful. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well,
I need some help on this one, y'all.
Here's what I would say. One, it is disrespectful because you deleted the person off social media. You added the individual back. So if I'm your girl, I'm probably feeling a certain type of way. The best thing for you to do in this situation is, I'm not a big advocate of social media either, and I understand this is the world that we live in. But when you start communicating on social media with different people and you can't get it out of your blood or your DNA, there's an issue there. So what you should do this weekend is, if you can go away for the weekend or if you can't, Sunday, make it a special day. Show her. Scrub, maybe get rid of the social media since you say you really don't need it. Show her you don't need it. Block it completely, delete the app, and you won't have to deal with that at all. And do it over dinner. Say, hey, babe, look, I'm just getting rid of this. I don't even want it. It's causing too much friction in my life and yours. I want this thing to be peaceful. Give her a kiss and show her that you don't need it.
All right, I appreciate that. I'm going to do that.
Thank you very much. It's time to get a little serious here, because we know, I mean, this is like a life commitment. This is your partner for life. We hope. This one, Mike in North Carolina, bro, what are you dealing with right now?
Hey, Keith, so I got a little situation for you here. Basically, earlier in the week, both myself and my girlfriend tested positive for COVID. So we're quarantining about 3 hours apart. Any advice on something special I could do for her this weekend just to show that I'm still thinking about her?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm sorry to hear that both of you have tested positive for COVID, whether it's this weekend or any weekend. The advice that I would try to give you, and I don't know if you have the financial wherewithal and the means to be able to do it, but I would probably, you know, this would be cool if both of you have iPhones, FaceTime each other doing dinner, and you could order her some dinner in and order yourself dinner in and FaceTime each other, sit down, hold a conversation, and have dinner together, drink your wine. Even though you're 3 hours apart, you both can do the same thing together on FaceTime.
Yeah, I would say go and Drizzly. Order her a nice bottle of wine. You have the same wine, so you can share the moment. Maybe order some candles, too, to be delivered with the wine so she can light, so you can set the mood, too. Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make the whole ambience work for everybody.
And then whatever you decide to do on FaceTime, that's on y'all. I don't want to know.
Troy in Virginia. You got something about your better half here?
Yeah. I love the show. Shout out to Keyshawn, Jay Will, Zubin. I wanted to do something special for my wife, who had as we all went through, a terrible year last year, but she lost her dad and grandma, you know, within 3 months apart. And she's really not the type that likes gifts. She's really like the type that likes flowers, cards, candy, something from the heart. And another thing, Key, I wanted to get your insight on something to cook for dinner off the grill, because she would rather have a home-cooked meal. And I know how you get down on the grill, so I'd love to hear your advice on that.
Well, okay, so first of all, what I would do is on Sunday, maybe you and her can go out to the grave sites of the parents and drop some flowers and some balloons and cards and things of that nature. And then from the standpoint of you taking care of her, you can always do flowers, candy, just simple things. I don't know what she eats. I don't know what her taste buds are like, if she's a beef eater or a pork eater or a fish eater, seafood, whatever the case may be. But, you know, when you get to the grill standpoint, you know, something, I would go something light. I go a fish wrapped in aluminum foil with some sea salt on top, with a little olive oil, with some rosemary, some thyme on it. Not a lot of it, just easy. I'll take some corn, wrap it in aluminum foil, drop it on the top, some potatoes in a pan. You know, if you got one of them iron skillets, light olive oil, some sea salt on that. Put that on the grill. Small fingerlings, though. Take some spinach or some sort of green veggie to a degree. Chop it up fine. Saute it. Don't saute it to the point where it's wilted to an ump degree. Keep it nice and crunchy just a little bit, almost like just a quick, 5 minutes. Put that together, plate it right. Dessert-wise, the easiest thing to always make from a dessert standpoint is chocolate chip cookies. I don't know if you can cook or not, but just some frozen chocolate chip cookies. It's easy. Cut them up. Put them in there. Maybe some ice cream. If you like ice cream sandwiches, take some vanilla ice cream, slap it in between the two, put some wrap on it, stick it in the freezer prior to dinner. That way you made your own homemade ice cream sandwich. And then, I don't know, your drink, you probably want some Chardonnay to go with it, nice and light, buttery. Chardonnay, one of my favorite is Rombauer. We like to call it cougar juice because it's nice and buttery, and it goes great with a fish.
And a young lady, apparently.
Okay. Did you get all that? If not, go back and check it out on the podcast.
That was a lot, yeah.
Hour 4 of the podcast.
Was it a lot?
It was a lot. Yeah.
Really?
It was a lot.
Yeah, that's not like your price fixed meal. That was like a 4-course meal. Here we go. John in Cleveland with the scenario of the morning. This is incredible. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What's happening?
What's up, John?
All right, what's going on, guys? So, me and my girl, man, we share an iPad, man, and it's linked up to her phone. And so I was just kind of searching on the internet. Well, actually, I was on ESPN.com.
Nice.
And a text message came through from her phone from her best friend, and it was saying like, "Hey, have you told him about the test?" So, no, man, normally I don't do this, man. So I kind of clicked it. I was interested in what test, and come to find out my girl is pregnant. And she haven't told me yet. Well, you know, this wouldn't be our first kid. But
yo, John, congratulations, man.
Yeah, first order of business.
Here, I'll tell you this right straight up. You got to run towards it. I mean, are you ready to be a dad?
Yeah. You know, it's not a big deal to me. I think my hardest problem is, you know, that's just that she haven't told me yet. It's been a week, and I don't know if she was trying to surprise me this weekend and tell me, but I've been, like, haven't said anything about it, but, like, I've been kind of hitting at her. I've been laying my head on her stomach, kissing her stomach, and she make these weird faces and stuff. So I just been kind of messing with her, but it bothered me a little bit.
Here's what I would say to that, John. Let the weekend come. Yeah. Give it some time. Maybe she wants to surprise you on Valentine's Day. Just be normal with the situation, and then let's see what happens on Sunday. If it doesn't happen on Sunday, call me in the middle of the week, call the show in the middle of the week and let me know, and then I could expand on some advice. But I would say just let it run its course through the weekend.
Because, John, she may be freaking out too, man. You know what I mean? Like, she may not be ready. Maybe she didn't know. So give her some time to ease into it so she can become settled. You know, you have to be the settling energy for her.
And no doubt, we will let you cut through the Goodyear Highline. You call next Wednesday after you tell us what's going on. You don't have to wait. We'll put you right on. I mean, I've been
congrats,
known.
Congrats, John. That's dope.
That's absolutely. You're being a father for the first time. Your son or daughter, congratulations. Now, I haven't really said much this morning, but, I mean,
Well,
I
not
think,
really.
You know, I think the lady in, well, the lady in your life, you know what they definitely need? I mean, this is just me. I mean, you can go cooking your chocolate chip cookies, your wine, your salmon, your sea salt with thyme. I would give the girl in my life a year of ESPN Plus. You're giving thousands of live events, exclusive originals, a full 30 for 30 library, and more. Surprise the sports fan in your life, her, with a year of ESPN Plus, or him. Visit ESPNplus.com, gift a year, for more details. From that super exciting situation, from being a dad to a Super Bowl champion.
I don't understand why the Cowboys are playing games here.
But are they playing games?
But Key, if it's a difference between a fifth year or 1 year less, give this man his money.
That man, of course, is Dak Prescott. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when and where, and most importantly, how much. Being the quarterback of the Cowboys is one of the most high-profile positions in all of sports. Danny White was just that. Super Bowl XII champion, played with that star on the side of his helmet. And he joins us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, Danny, first things first. I mean, you played the position. You know the pressure in Dallas. What have you made of these contract talks between Dak and the boys?
Well, first of all, good morning, guys. I don't know what's going on. I think it's more of a financial decision. Both sides have said this is going to happen long term. I believe that. I don't think there's any question that Dak is a franchise quarterback. If the Cowboys don't sign Dak to a long term contract, they better have something in mind as a solution. They better have something in their back pocket that they're going to turn to, because you don't come across a guy like Dak that checks all the boxes in this day and age where leadership in the locker room is so critical. And we saw that, I think, with the Cowboys this year when Dak got hurt. They lost Travis Frederick. They lost some guys that have been great leaders for them in the locker room over the years. And they never did fill that spot. So I think they need to get Dak in that locker room and on the field. And so I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm privy to any information that everybody else doesn't have. And I'm going to tell you that, yeah, they're going to sign him or they're not going to sign him, because I don't have that information. But it sure appears from someone who's been there and played that position that, they're going to sign him from everything that they've said. I'll be really shocked if they don't, but it's going to be for a lot of money. And they just need to be sure they're going to get it right.
Danny, Jerry's never had a contract negotiation quite like this. Aikman got his money. Tony Romo got his money. Why is it that it's taken so long, in your opinion, to get this Dak Prescott deal done with this particular quarterback?
I think it's been one thing after another. The fact that he and Zeke, were coming along right together with their contracts. Amari Cooper comes along. Now they've got three guys who represent a huge chunk of their salary cap. And now, with the pandemic, that salary cap is going to go backwards for the first time ever. And they've just got to be careful. And then I think it's come down to kind of nitpicking a little bit, trying to save a dime here and there, and they just haven't been able to actually get it done because of one thing or another. And I don't think it's anything more than that. I think they've both spoken. They both realize this is a long-term marriage. It's going to get done. Just be patient, and it'll get done. And Dak, to his credit, has had enough confidence in his ability to go out there twice now in one-year situations and lay it on the line, and let his talent do the talking for him. That's a hard thing to do. Guys nowadays, when they have a chance to get that big deal, they do everything to get it. Dak hasn't been that way. Dak has been a team guy, and he's just allowed his talent to do the talking for him. And it's paid off every time he's done it.
Danny, one of the biggest talking points over the last couple of days has been about Dak not being in this hype video that came out from the team. They deemed it to be an oversight. Do you think that plays anything into like ammunition for Dak to be frustrated even more so at the situation? Or do you think that's just cheesy media talk?
No, I just think Dak wasn't there at the end of the season. He wasn't a part of the team. I'm talking about the active players, and they did it with active players, and that's all. I don't read anything into it at all. And everybody right now is looking for any little thing that they can exploit and over-dramatize, and I think that's what's happened here.
Danny, it's so great to get your perspective this morning. Like you said, sooner rather than later, it's coming. But until it's done, it's going to be the biggest talker. Really appreciated a Cowboys legend joining us this morning to discuss a Cowboys legend in the making. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
All right, Donnie.
Good to be with you.
Great to be with you. And by the way, I know Danny was probably on his phone just walking around. Shout out to the graphics team. They used the player headshot. You're forever young.
Old school.
The Danny White player headshot with like the...
It was like the bowl haircut.
That was the style back in the 70s, man, when he was a big-time star. On the way from the biggest story with the Cowboys to the baddest man in the UFC, and it ain't Conor McGregor. Somebody else has stolen that mantle. We'll talk about that. It's a huge weekend for the UFC.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We'll talk about it all. Normally, I'm out of here at 9:54:07. I'll be honest with you. I wish we actually had the Barton Hunt 14-hour show today, because I would actually be here for a while. J-Vell in Texas. Do you want to go to J-Vell now, or do you want to have him hang, Evan? You let me know. Is Ariel ready to go? J-Vell, we're not going to make you wait, bro. I mean, guys are beating each other up on ESPN Plus all the time. We can get to that later. Okay, J-Vell in Texas. Now you have broached the subject we've all been uncomfortable talking about. Go for it.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys? What's going on?
What's up, man?
I got a question, man. I've been dealing with one woman for about 20 years, right? And for the last maybe 15 years, man, she's been saying that she's going to change, but it's been more the same. Well, this year, I met a woman, and she seems like she's everything that I want, man. I've been seeing her since about September, and she just got this new, like, just a big old booty. She got to add it on, man, so it's even more sexy.
All right, man. Hold on, don't hang up, J-Vell. Hold that thought. We'll get back to you in a little bit. We got to take a call from one of our guests.
Indeed, we do. I thought the Kardashian conversation ended yesterday. Apparently not. Okay.
We just took such a hard turn.
Hold on, man. We're going to revisit that. We got plenty of time.
Right, because we need to ask Ariel Helwani who will be falling on their booty, big booty, tomorrow, either Gilbert Burns or Kamaru Usman, UFC 258. I mean, it's just flowing. All right, Ariel, you're married. You got kids. What are you getting Mrs. Helwani for Valentine's Day?
Well, to be honest, guys, and thank you for having me back on the show, I want to hear Keyshawn's answer to the question. I mean, it's a very valid question. I think this is more important than anything going on in my life. So the floor is yours, Key.
Which question?
New booty one.
The big booty.
I can't really answer that.
Yeah, I mean, the guy just asked you a question.
Wait, Zubin, did he say big booty or new booty? I thought he said new booty.
Ariel, this is more about getting to Valentine's Day on the 14th and enjoying it with your loved one. It's not about what cosmetic surgery has done to enhance your look. Or better yet, change your look, because when you start to go that route, it changes the look, not enhances it.
Right.
So I'm going to stay out of that for right now.
And- So what you all getting, right. Mrs. Helwani? What are you
That's
getting,
smart.
Mrs. Helwani?
It's a family show. I got her. It's not very romantic, but I got her a chess set. In the pandemic, my kids and my wife have really gotten into chess, so I got them one of these fancy chess sets that they can all enjoy together. Is it the most romantic thing? No, but I think she'll like it very much.
You have a dating question for Key. You want to flip the script and ask a question to Key?
Yes. Yes, yes, I do have a dating question. So this is a bit of a pre-pandemic issue, if you will, but I'm hoping that, you know, life returns to normal in the not-too-distant future. So my wife would always lament the fact, Keyshawn, that I didn't like to go out with other couples. I either really like to stay home, hang out with the kids, or just go out, you know, me and her, and just do our own thing. But she always wants to go out with other couples. I hate the small talk. I feel like I'm on an audition. I don't want to like ask someone what they're doing, and I don't want to answer questions about what. Oh, you work for ESPN? What's that like? Do you know Keyshawn Johnson? It's a chore. Should I do it to make her happy, or should I stick to my guns?
No, you absolutely do it to make her happy. Here's in my life. Here's what I do. I got a small circle of friends. I got about 4 or 5 couples that I've dealt with, and that's all I deal with. I don't like dealing with new people, much like you're saying, for the small talk. I'm just a person that kind of try to stay to myself. I like going out with my family in that small circle of friends. Other than that, I'm just not with it at all. Do it to appease her. You may get some enjoyment out of one or two of those couples over a course of time. You never know.
But wait, Hawani, I got to ask you a question. When have you ever... Do you vet her on who the guy is that is her friend's husband when you guys go out? Because that's what I do. I'm like, well, what does he do? What does he like to talk about? What things is he into? Because that's what my wife does when I want to go out with one of my friends and we start talking about his wife. Just saying.
Yeah. Usually it's not very interesting, to be honest, what's being told to me. And that's why I'm kind of like, I don't really want. Because, look, I have to admit, and I'm not trying to, you know, pat myself on the back. But I think I have a really cool job, and I don't always want to talk about my job when I'm out on a Saturday night
absolutely.
Having sushi. But yes. It always somehow comes back to me, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's what gets me a little.
But
tired.
But so is it?
Why can't we just have one-on-one? I that's all I want.
Ariel, is it new people though? Because if it's the same circle of friends, then they already know what you do. But if you constantly and your wife is constantly meeting new people and wanting to go out with them, that's where you're gonna run into.
Yes.
That's where you're going to run into the problems at. So you kind of got to tell her, look, babe, I don't want to continue to go out and bring new people into our family circle. If you want to go out with John and Melissa or David and Susan, we know them. But every time we go to school and you bring in home somebody new that you want to go to dinner with, that's just not what I want to do.
You nailed it. It's exactly that. It's new people. All right, fine. We'll have 2 or 3 other people that we'll go out with. But the new people, I'm 38 years old. I don't need new friends, all right?
Exactly.
I don't want to have new friends. I'm done with it.
I'm with you 100%. I don't need new friends. I got enough friends. You're absolutely right.
All right.
But
all right.
Anyway, when we go out to dinner,
I'm going to tell my wife, Jacqueline, you guys said that.
When me and my wife go out with you and Jacqueline, I'm going to make sure to ask you a million questions about the UFC. Hey, what's your job
for
like?
For you, anything. For you guys, anything.
And I'll tell you, I'll be the guy that's annoying enough to actually do it right now. I won't even let you get to dinner. So let's just spend 1 minute talking about this, even though it's probably way more interesting to talk about your love life. But you've given us some information here. I know you're going to be loving it tomorrow. UFC 258, ready to go. Kamaru Usman, one of the baddest dudes on the planet, against Gilbert Burns, our colleague, when he's not fighting. ESPN Plus tomorrow, $69.99, ESPNplus.com/PPV. It's not going to be a lover's quarrel. It'll be something, you know, they are former teammates. You know, sorry, that's a bad joke. Okay, how do you sizing up this one?
No, it's pretty good. Yeah, and that's actually a pretty good pun there. I mean, it's a perfect transition. You're a pro, Zubin. These guys know each other very well. Historically, we don't see this sort of thing in MMA because MMA, unlike boxing, it's very team-oriented. It's not team Kamaru Usman against team Gilbert Burns. Like, these guys are part of gyms, and they've been training together for years. These two guys in particular were training together for 10 years. So think about all the rounds they sparred against each other. Think about all the time they spent you know, with each other on the mat. They know each other intimately, and one of these guys knows that the other, when they used to spar, would get the better of the other guy. So, like, they know this going into the fight, and so I'm really curious to see how this, you know, translates into a fight on Saturday. Does it translate into a stalemate because two guys know each other and one guy doesn't want to go forward because he knows what the other guy's going to do? Does it translate into bad blood and a personal vendetta? The other guy just wants to rip the other guy's head off. This you know, this cut apart a team here. One guy had to leave. Kamaru Usman had to leave and go to Colorado. So I'm curious to see how it goes down. Usman is the favorite. I think Gilbert is a live dog. He has a really good chance. I was told back in the day Gilbert would actually get the better of Usman, but I'm siding with the champion on this one. He's looked very good, and I think he'll pull out the victory.
Will this fight be considered over-the-hill guys at 33 and 34 years old?
Not at all. Usman is very much in his prime. He's won 12 in a row. He's undefeated in the UFC. In fact, if he wins tomorrow, he'll tie Khabib Nurmagomedov for the second best start to a UFC career ever. That would be 13 wins in a row. The record is 16 wins in a row by Anderson Silva. So this man is in his prime. He's the champion. Gilbert Burns has won 6 in a row. He's looked fantastic since moving up to 170 pounds. He's won 4 in a row there. When he was at 155, he was kind of up and down, moved up to 170, doesn't have to cut as much weight. He's on fire. He was my fighter of the first half of 2020, didn't fight on the back end of 2020. But no, this is not an over-the-hill fight. These are two of the best welterweights on the planet going toe-to-toe. And then when you add in the whole storyline of them being former teammates, I mean, pro wrestling fans love storylines. If you're a fight fan, you just like the technical stuff, you got something there. But if you like the drama, there's something for you as well in this regard.
UFC 258 tomorrow night, Las Vegas, Nevada. Last thing for the handful of people that are watching on television, realize everybody's listening on the radio. You have any romance novels there behind you? You got a lot of books back there. Any romance novels for the weekend?
Yes, there's one in particular. I'd pull it out, but I don't know exactly where it is. It's called Just Give Me the Damn Ball. It's a romance novel about a man and his lover that they weren't really on the same page for a moment there, but everything worked out in the end. It's a fantastic read. I highly recommend it.
Sounds like a Buffalo Bill fan.
You should pick it up, Key. You should probably pick that up.
I think I got a few a few copies laying around.
Great stuff, Ariel. UFC 258 tomorrow, Vegas. Usman Burns, $69.99, ESPNplus.com/PPV. In all seriousness, we're having some fun. Have a great Valentine's Day with your wife on Sunday after watching the fight Saturday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
How great was that? He played along the whole way.
Yeah,
it was great.
Well, I mean, he's speaking the truth, though. A lot of times, Zubin, man, you really don't want to be bothered with people all the time. Your wife or whoever, your girlfriend, they bringing new people around. And, Zubin and his, like, I don't want to talk to Zubin, right? It's I'd rather just have dinner with you and the kids or somebody that we've had a long-standing relationship with.
Somebody I actually enjoy talking to.
Yeah, I don't want to. No, it gets annoying. Yeah,
I liked his word, audition. That's right. The NBA's on ESPN Radio. Tune in tomorrow night as Durant and the Nets visit Steph Curry and the Warriors, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. On the way, we're all lamenting that football is gone, right? No more football again until the NFL preseason.
It's basketball season. Come on, Zubin.
It is
basketball
season. Jay
Bell really holding on.
Jay Bell is holding on. But hold on. We got football.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tomorrow, for real. Key taking it down to the final second. Before we let you go, I want to quickly mention a couple things and then more keys to love, which frankly should have been the entire show, let's be honest. Okay, first things first, FCS football is back tomorrow. You're all waiting for some football. No nonsense from the AAF or the XFL or any of that garbage. Real football, FCS, the football championship subdivision, is back tomorrow. This year they're going to have a championship, believe it. They're going to crown it. It's not going to be 24 teams like in the old days. It'll be 16 teams. The playoffs will take place from April 18th through May 15th. So if you're a fan of like Northern Iowa, Montana State, those types of teams, South Dakota State. And congratulations, by the way, Key, you always appreciate this, for football building. Tomorrow, Tarleton State in Texas will play its first game ever at Division I. They've moved all the way up. They had to wait after all this, and they'll finally play their first D1 game. The FCS is back, so if you're jonesing for some football, you got it. Starting tomorrow, I want to give one more shout-out. First-time caller, long-time listener, going all the way back to August. Very, very long-time listener. Connor's on the way out the door. Key, one of our great members of our staff. Can you give us one last Connor grunt?
Hey, Zubin.
Yes.
There you go, right there.
Connor, thanks, man. Thanks, Connor, for everything you've done.
You, Connor, man. You're an all-time legend, brother.
He's headed to Bard and Hahn. One day, if he's lucky, he'll get promoted to Greeny, but we all can't be that lucky.
Cheating on us, huh? Okay.
Want to be on a real show on the network? You want to be on a real show on the network? Okay, here we go. Kelly, I think Kelly is a ladies' night. Here, Kelly in St. Louis is on ESPN Radio. Keys to Love. Hi, Kelly.
How are you all? I'm a 56-year-old mother of three boys, and I watch your show so
thank
I can
you.
Communicate with them.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. Key, don't take this in the wrong way, but I think your comment regarding other couples was sophomoric because you are a young man, so is Jay Wells and Zubin. You should go to happy hour with other couples because it's silly to think at your young age that you've met all the people in your life that are going to add flavor. And you as a couple can meet other people and you never know. But if you limit yourself to an hour, then you can go out to dinner and enjoy yourself. So I think you give a happy balance. I think you always have to grow in your relationship, and it's important to do it together. That's all I have. And thank you very much.
Kelly. Yeah, I love that, Kelly.
Kelly is on point with that. I prefer to keep my circle small, continue to meet new people all the time and talk about the same things. People that I meet, I understand the position I'm in. I'm on television. I play sports. It's fascinating to some, but it's tiresome to me. And I don't want to always feel like people only want to be around me and my family because of those things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever. So I just keep mine nice and tight.
I will say,
and I do,
wife,
and I
my
do,
wife
I
has
do
pushed
go
me
happy
on
hour.
This, Stilkey. My wife is like, you know, you're only thinking about you. You're not thinking about me. Because sometimes she wants to meet new people. So sometimes I have to sacrifice and do things that are beneficial for her. So I'm kind of with Kelly on that one.
No, every time, yes, that is correct. We do have to sacrifice, but I don't need to meet somebody new every single day.
Indeed. Last thing, fellas, that's all about the material things. I played sports. I'm on TV. That's the material thing. This is not immaterial. 2 days before Valentine's Day, this just coming out, fellas, J.J. Watt announcing on Twitter he's being released by the Houston Texans, just adding to the unbelievable carnage this offseason for Houston.
You know, it was going to be Eric Bieniemy, Deshaun Watson, whoever the case was going to be, this was probably going to happen. I mean, he's long in the tooth. There's only so much they could do at that position. Mm-hmm. Right now for J.J. Watt, he could still play, but he's a progress stopper for the Houston Texans.
Progress stopper.
Yes, because you may have a younger talent that will have to sit around to wait to play because he can't beat out J.J. Watt. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to rebuild the entire organization, you start with guys that are veteran players that are a little long in the tooth. Because why waste J.J. Watt's time? Allow him to go and seek out other opportunities. Maybe he goes and signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the New Orleans Saints or the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe he goes to a team that is a perennial Super Bowl type team that maybe he goes to the New England Patriots and it kickstarts their defense. It gives him an opportunity to further his career in a place he can win, and the Houston Texans get their defensive end position back.
I also feel like it's a little bit deeper than that, because I feel like if J.J. Watt wanted to stay in Houston, he could have stayed in Houston. Like, I think it's a bigger indictment on that organization, Zubin. I agree with you. I don't want to hear any more Deshaun Watson slander anymore about why he wants to leave that organization.
We'll see what happens. He's a three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. There are not many people walking around that can say that. But
you know,
remember,
Joe Montana left the 49ers. Brett Favre left. It happens. Peyton Manning left. Tom Brady decided to leave. It happens.
It indeed does happen. And remember, to tie those two guys together that Jay has said, there was some great audio caught during the final moments of the regular season when J.J. Watt went up to Deshaun Watson and said, I failed you, man. I gave you a 4-win team. That is totally, utterly.
Buy her a car for Valentine's Day, Jay. C-A-R, not C-A-R-D.
A card.
One more expensive than the other. Last thing I would say, you know my love affair with my man Mike Greenberg. He's next on many of these ESPN radio stations. Happy Valentine's Day. We will see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.